Judgment of Paris, California versus France, and the historic 1976 Paris tasting that revolutionized wine. By George M. Tabor. Narrated by Sean Renette. Copyright 2005 by George M. Tabor. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Scribner, a division of Simon & Schuster, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Foreword by Robert G. Mondavi. It was 100 years ago that my father came to the United States and began to make wines here, and it was just nearly 30 years ago that the Judgment of Paris took place. I like to think about the advances we made over the two generations until that tasting took place, and about the progress we've made since. I always knew we had the soil, the climate, and the grape varieties to make wine in the Napa Valley that could rank with the great wines of the world. When we started, we did not have the knowledge of how to accomplish our goals, but I knew we had to begin. It was my pleasure to have worked with Mike Gergich and Warren Winiarski, who were the real heroes of this book. They were certainly more adept than I, but I like to think that they grasped my vision of what could be done in the Napa Valley. And I know we worked and planned and dreamed together that a day like the bicentennial event in 1976 could occur. It was also a pleasure to meet Stephen Spurrier, and later his associate Patricia Gallagher, here at the winery. Believe me, there were not a great number of believers in those days, and we prized every one. In London, we had a few people who knew what we were doing. Hugh Johnson, Michael Broadbent, and Harry Waugh. But until Stephen, we had no one in France. It was a real treat to go to Cité Berryer and see California wines for sale at the Cave.